The Packers won't just be changing the defensive coordinator. There's more to come, both for the staff and the structure of this defense. We'll break it all down on today's show.
You are Locked On Packers, your daily Green Bay Packers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for The Leap, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast on the internet, and the show for fans who know what happened. They want to know why and how. Thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. We hope you like starting your day with us as much as we like starting our day with you. Today's episode brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Make every moment more. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn to get started. The Packers are making changes. Not just Jeff Hafley coming in as the new defensive coordinator. Remember last time, and we've talked about this a lot on this show, every dayers will remember. I never understood, and over the course of the years, it got more strange, that the Packers, at least when the hire was made, did not make more changes to the staff when they went from Mike Pettine to Joe Barry. Now, as I reported for The Leap, Jason Rebrovich, who had been coaching outside linebackers and then was promoted to pass rush specialist last year, is now going to be in an elevated role. This is at least according to my source. And then there was reporting after that that meant Jerry Montgomery was going to be out. Now, this fits with what I reported and what I heard, that Rebrovich was going to be taking over and that they were going to essentially combine in a 3-4 defense. The interior defensive linemen were being coached separately by Jerry Montgomery, and then the outside linebackers were being coached by Rebrovich. And so that is no longer happening. It's going to be one spot now. And part of the reason for that is increasing communication, improving communication, making sure everyone is on the same page. I think the idea was too many cooks. Now, they're still going to hire, my understanding is they're going to go out and hire a pass rush specialist to backfill that job. And the way that it was explained to me was Rebrovich was being promoted and guys were being allowed to interview, which is, they didn't fire Jerry Montgomery. They said, you can go look for opportunities, and we're promoting this other guy, essentially absorbing your job. You didn't get fired, I guess. It is a respectful way to let someone move on, to have someone move on with dignity. And this happens, by the way. I mean, I know people who have had this happen. A company comes to them and says, hey, look, it's not about you. We're changing what this role is going to be. And we're going to give you the next 3 months, 6 months to find a job. And if you don't have a new job by then, you're out. You didn't get let go. They just are going a different direction. And you are getting the option to go in a different direction as well. We know there's a deadline here. Next year. So without getting too much into the semantics of that, there's going to be a change, and that change is going to be meaningful, but it's not just the coaching changes. And there could be more potentially to come here. We'll see. Tom Silverstein reported that other coaches could potentially have the opportunity to interview elsewhere. I would not expect wholesale changes to the defense in terms of staff, but I would expect more to come. That's as much as I can say for the moment. But it's not just this coaching change, which you know, I just don't know what that's going to mean from a communication standpoint in terms of streamlining it all, just because this is new. And Jeff Hafley may have a different way of doing things. But I do know that the reason it was made was so that everyone is on the same page more often. And I think what Matt LaFleur saw was a staff where not everyone was loving what was happening. And there wasn't always great communication. The left hand didn't always know what the right hand was doing, et cetera, et cetera. And so the more people who are in charge, the more likely that is going to happen. Streamlining some of this is probably a good thing. You know, is it going to change the world? No. But there's more to this change in the way that this defense is going to look. This Robert Saleh style, D'Amico Ryan style, 4-3 defense. And when you think about the personnel, it makes a lot of sense. Guys are going to have their hands in the dirt a little bit more. Well, Rashawn Gary did that in college. Lucas Van Ness did that in college. You've got that interior guy who can just muck things up. Javon Hargrave did it last year, playing the nose. Kenny Clark, we know what he was capable of. I would expect at some point he's going to get an extension here just because the money, the way the cap numbers work. And he is coming off his most productive sack season of his career. It's not a coincidence that that happened while Carl Brooks is performing. Devontae Wyatt takes a step forward. You're getting something from Kobe Wooden down in and down out. And so this is the deepest defensive line room we've seen for the Packers. But the other side, you're going to have a Sam standing up at times. And so they're going to be able to be much more diverse with their fronts. You're going to see more simulated pressures. And we talked about this on Friday in the Jeff Hafley show, which I'm so glad so many people took the time to let me know how they felt about it. Even if it's just like the minutia, like, hey, the music was a little too loud. Okay, I didn't think it was too loud, but I, you know, you took the time and you listened to it and you provided feedback. I appreciate that. I hope to do more of that kind of stuff, the narrative podcast, to try and get some explanations to dive deep into some of this stuff. It's not something that I can do with any regularity or consistency. It's just, it's a lot of work. And so, especially when we're in the midst of a season, it's tough to do. But this is going to look much more like the 49ers. And so I went back and watched the Lions game, the Packers game, and you're going to see a defense that looks very different. It's just aesthetically, philosophically, it's going to look different. Even if they have, I think, players that make a lot of sense for it. But you're going to see more simulated pressures, more guys walked up in the A-gap, more pass rushers lined up in the A-gap. You're going to see more, just straight up more blitzes, more heavy pressures, six-man pressures, zero pressures, especially in the low red zone. Yes, you're going to see more man coverage, but I don't think they're going to live in a man coverage world. I think you're going to see plenty of press, plenty of guys near the line of scrimmage, but there's going to be a decent amount of quarters, a decent amount of cover three, of cover two. This defense lends itself to some of these disguises where you're showing one thing, like you're showing single high press man across the board, and it turns into, cloud corner, or it turns into Tampa, or it turns into some of these other looks. We're going to see a lot more pre-snap disguise. Joe Barry among the league leaders in stasis, not disguising what they're doing. That was supposed to be part of the deal. But that also necessitates some differentiation with the safety position. Do they have a single high safety on this roster? We'll see. Do they want to play in single high? We'll see. So we're still trying to figure out what all this is going to mean. But there are going to be structural changes. Like the idea that, oh, the 4-2-5, it's not that different. Well, yes and no. Like if a guy is going to have his hand in the dirt playing wide nine, that is different. That's just different. It's a different skill set. If you don't do that, a lot of these teams in college football, they do it. A lot of teams don't. And it took Rashawn Gary some time to get acclimated standing up. Well, if you're a stand-up guy, it might take you time to get acclimated to have your hand in the dirt. So I don't think we can just say this is going to be normal right away for everybody. This is going to take some adjustment. But I think a lot of the changes that we're going to see, And we were just, you know, we were just having some expectations before. Well, it's probably going to look like the 49ers, blah, blah, blah. It's going to look like the 49ers. At least that's the intention. Like, it's going to, if you want to watch a team, I think not even this most recent 49ers iteration, probably even more the year before when it was DeMeco Ryans, and the year before that when it was Robert Saleh, it's probably going to be closer to what we saw there. So you want to, you know, don't hurt yourself. But go back and watch that 2021 playoff game and what DeMeco Ryans did in that game to Aaron Rodgers. And you go, okay, this is what a defense like this that plays as disciplined as they do can do. Now, they don't have the horses, especially in certain spots, to do all of that stuff. But that was kind of already true. I'm going to explain what I mean coming up in just a second here on Locked On Packers. Today's episode brought to you by our friends at DoorDash. It's the big game, and it is just as much the big game of eating as it is the big game of watching football, especially for Packers fans who are going, I don't really care if either of these teams win this game. So it's all about the food. It's all about the food. Pizza, wings, soda, burgers. Maybe you want to get a little bit more creative. Maybe you're a sushi person. Maybe you want to go Italian, cold cuts, sandwiches. Always a crowd pleaser. Get it all delivered right to your door with DoorDash. I mentioned make your own nachos the other day. Someone said, hey, I'm going to make my own nachos. I want to hear from you. Let me know how it went. I never regret making my own nachos. It's the best. But if you need the ingredients, oh shoot, I forgot. I need avocados, or I need ground beef, or I need cheese. DoorDash. You can get it DoorDash right to you. Right to you. Get 50% off up to a $10 value and you spend $15 or more on your first order. Download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKED23. That's 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more on your first order. Download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKED23. Subject to change and terms do apply. Today's episode also brought to you by our friends at eBay Motors. Passion, drive, patience. What brings home the winning trophy is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. From superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has got you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to turn your car into the MVP and bring home that dub. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions do apply. eBay Guaranteed Fit only available to U.S. customers. And thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. Locked On has launched the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel on YouTube. Locked On Sports Today is here for you 24/7, covering the top sports stories of the day with the local experts of Locked On, plus our national shows covering every league. Go to Locked On Sports Today on YouTube and subscribe to the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel. So I was thinking as I was putting together the show on Friday about what Brian Gutekunst said, where guys are going to play doesn't really change much. Okay, well, that they have big ends, so that's not going to be a problem. They have big guys on the outside. If they're going to play more man coverage, they're good there. And then I started to think, okay, there are two places where I think that in order to play this defense, they're going to need to improve. Safety and linebacker. Okay. Think back to a week ago, before we knew Jeff Hafley was going to be the defensive coordinator. What were the parts of this defense that needed to be improved the most? Safety and linebacker. So it might affect the kind of player that you want, but not really. Not really. Because with linebackers, you need supreme athletes more often than not. So if you want a pass rusher, you know, if you're one of those defenses that's just going to blitz the hell out of a linebacker, got to be a really good athlete. You want to, you kind of the defense that is going to require your linebacker to cover and chase and tackle. Every defense requires their linebackers to tackle, but I mean to cover a lot of ground. You got to be a great athlete. This is something the Packers have already prized at linebacker with Quay Walker. Now, do I think Quay Walker can fit into this defense? Yes. But I think he also needs to level up. And I think the Packers are going to have to look at that position in a meaningful way. That was always going to be true. I don't think Devondre Campbell is going to be back. I think the money that you can save there, and given the level of play, given the injuries, it's, you know, because he was hurt the last 2 years, and he'll has been honest about that. He's playing hurt. Well, if you can't stay healthy and you have to play hurt, and when you play hurt, it looks materially worse than if you're healthy, you can only be evaluated by what you put on tape. So if you're hurt and you're playing hurt, okay, but that's on tape. They need more from their linebacker position. And this is a defense that is going to stick with two linebackers on the field a lot if they have two linebackers that can do it. I'm not sure the Packers have one that I feel great about. So that is a position where you're going to have to get some improvement. That was always true. So how do they want to go about that? Do you want to go out and just get one? The Lions went out and invested. They get Alex Anzalone. They use a first-round pick on a linebacker, and they rotated a bunch of guys. The 49ers got lucky a couple times in the middle of the draft with guys who turned out to be studs. Not everyone is that lucky. The Ravens went out. They used a first-round pick and premium draft capital to get Roquan Smith. It is a position in the NFL now that you can't just throw away, because defending the middle of the field is so, so, so important. So as much as I have been, linebacker is not a premium position, and I still think that's true. It's more important now than it used to be that you have guys who can affect the game, who are not just there, not just taking up space. And in this defense where you're going to have to bluff and recover, you're going to have to show pressure in that A-gap and bust ass back into your coverage responsibilities, where you're going to have eyes to the quarterback and understand spatial awareness and the people around you. That requires a certain type of player. Now, there are also, you look at, you know, the Jets, for example, someone like Quincy Williams, like that guy is a monster coming down, knifing in, making plays in the backfield. They have CJ Mosley. Like that linebacker room is really good. It's not a coincidence that D'Amico Ryan's defense in Houston is not great, even though he is a great defensive coach. They just don't have the linebackers. They just don't have the dudes. You need to have the guys. And the other spot is safety. And we knew this. So when Brian Gutekunst says it doesn't really change much for us, he's not just BSing you. It doesn't really change much in terms of the priorities. Now, if they're going to play single high, they need a safety that can play single high. I think that Rudy Ford and or Jonathan Owens actually fit as strong safeties in this defense pretty well. And I can see a world where the Packers go, okay, Rudy Ford, Jonathan Owens, those are the strong safeties. The free safeties are Anthony Johnson Jr. and Keyshawn Nixon. And then your nickel is Darnell Savage. I think he's a perfect nickel in this defense. If they think he can cover well enough. And that's a question. Give him a one-year deal. Draft a corner. We're going to do mock draft Monday at the end of the show. And you're off. That line from Brian Gutekunst about where. We're going to have some conversations about where guys play. They might move Lucas Van Ness and he might get some more time rushing the passer as a three technique. I would love that. But they have Carl Brooks. They have Kenny Clark. They have Kobe Wood, and they have Devontae Wyatt. Like, they don't really need that interior pass rush from him. Who else are they talking about where they're going to play? Maybe Jair in the slot more? It makes more sense to me to keep Key and let him play safety. I think he has the instincts, the range to play single high. Does he have the tackling? I thought his tackling got much better as the year went on. He was a much more willing tackler. He's a tone setter. I like what he could be in this defense, honestly, as a safety. as a single high free safety. And then you have these other guys. You know, think of like someone like Talanoa Hufanga in San Francisco. That guy is just an absolute heat-seeking missile. Fly downhill and make a play and just muck stuff up. Or play at the line of scrimmage and you've got this tight end. Or you're an overhang lurk defender. Or you're bluffing here and recovering there. Like, I thought Rudy Ford, I thought played some good football for last year for the Packers, but he was hurt. Bring him back on another one-year deal and let's see what you got. Draft a couple safeties. I think they're probably going to draft a couple safeties. And you can get this defense up and running in a hurry because the front fits so well with what they want to be. I'm talking about the four guys, the down linemen, Matt LaFleur. Now they'll mostly, if not always, be down. And so it'll just be four. That'll just be the question. There'll always be four, except on like third and 19, then there might be three. But probably still four. We're going to talk about the things that they can do in the draft when it comes to some of these changes. Now that we have a pretty good idea of what this is going to look like, we're going to talk about that here coming up on Locked On Packers. Happy Super Bowl week to all that celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. We're going to be in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl with Locked On Packers at Radio Row all week. Grabbing big time interviews coming up later this week on Locked On Packers. If you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday, all about scoring the best seat on the couch, grabbing your favorite football snacks and placing some bets. I'll have just come back from a red eye. I will be exhausted. And so I will be in front of my phone with my bets going, okay, let's go. First touchdown. Let's get it. Let's go Kyle Juszczyk or something. That's probably got pretty good odds by the time we get to game time on that. Which players will score a touchdown? How many points is going to be scored? The prop bets is the best part. Super Bowl 58 will be no exception. New customers, join today, and you can get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. You don't have to just bet the total or the spread. The props, same game parlays. Just visit FanDuel.com/lockedon to sign up. Sign up, and you can get those bonus bets. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. And thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. Locked On has launched the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel on YouTube. Locked On Sports Today, here for you 24/7, covering the top sports stories of the day with the local experts of Locked On, plus our national shows covering every league. Go to Locked On Sports Today on YouTube and subscribe to the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel. Mock Draft Monday, baby. With this in mind, this idea of what this defense is going to look like, I went through and I did a Mock Draft Monday. With the 25th pick, I took Ennis Rakestraw Jr., the corner from Missouri, who tweeted me over the weekend because I was wondering, I was watching him, and I'm like, why is he off the field like half the time? What's going on here? Like, he's really good when he's on the field, but isn't on the field a ton. And he let me know he had a core muscle injury in week 3 when he played great against LSU. That's true. And was hurt the rest of the way. I appreciate it. I appreciate the honesty. I said this on Twitter last week. There's a lot of corners in this draft. They do not all fit the mentality that the Packers are looking for. Not everyone plays with the kind of physicality and toughness. Not everyone tackles. And that's going to be a non-starter for a defensive backs coach. Like, they are not going to draft a defensive back that is not a willing tackler. It's just not going to happen. And Rakestraw he's a little on the light side. 6'1", 185, 190. But as a slot, he plays aggressive. He will tackle. He will tackle. He might be a little on the light side, but he will tackle, plays with an edge, a swagger. I love it. And all the more that he played through an injury all season and still looked pretty good. I thought the PFF numbers were a little skewed on him. They like him much better in zone than in man. And I thought in man coverage, he's aggressive as a press corner, as a jam corner. Like, he fits what they want to be. Now at 41, don't get mad. If there is a receiver, and we've talked about this before, Keon Coleman is the guy in this draft for me at the top where you go, who has skills that this Green Bay receiver room just doesn't have? And it's Coleman. Ball winner. Red zone target. third and six, just throw it in his vicinity and he can go get it. They don't have anybody else on this team like that. And it's probably going to take him some time to develop. He's friends with Jaden Reed. They went to school together, or at least, I don't know if they're friends, but they went to school together at Michigan State. They know each other at the very least. You probably have to check out if they're cool. Hopefully they are. I'm going to use this more than once, I promise you, as we go through this, because I think it's a really good fit, and you always want to be adding talent to this room. Don't just get stuck going, oh, we're good. Our friend Ross Hugglum over at Packer Report calls it the Bo Melton, Malik Heath line. Anyone they add has to be better than those guys. I think Keon Coleman certainly fits the bill. And you're going to have to make a decision on someone like Romeo Doubs in like a year. On Christian Watson. What are those guys? And so, keep adding to that room. All right. You want a guy who's got range at single high? Cam Kitchens from Miami is that guy. I don't think he's someone that is going to be a first-round player. I don't think there's a first-round safety in this draft, but I think day two, this is where the value is. That pick 57 is where I would be zeroing in, because that's also where the value is. If they considered Kitchens at 41, like, I would get it. I think he's probably good enough for that. I don't know that anybody else in this draft class is true safety-wise. Now, if they want to take someone, you know, someone like Cooper DeJean, if he's there at 25, cool. Yeah, I think he can play safety. He can play in the slot. I think Brayshaw could play safety if you want him to, but he's a press man corner. Like, let's go. Kitchens is instinctive. He will come up and tackle, will run the alley. I think he's the best safety in the draft, at least true safety that I've seen, that I've scouted so far. And I've watched all the consensus top 100 safeties that are played safety in college and are going to be safeties in the NFL. At 88, Junior Colson, the linebacker from Michigan. You just have to add bodies there. Isaiah McDuffie, especially if you get rid of Devondre Campbell, you've got Quay Walker and Isaiah McDuffie, and that is it. That's not good enough. That's not enough. People have talked about Devin White. I kind of like Devin White as a flyer if you can get him for relatively cheap. I think he's going to think that he's worth more money than he's probably going to get on the open market. But is that someone that you can plug into this group and give him some specific... You're getting a little bit tricky here, because I think Quay Walker is an assignment linebacker. Cover that guy, rush that quarterback. That's probably where he's best. I think Devin White is probably the same kind of way. We're talking about first round pedigree, if you can get him for cheap, but you got to add bodies to this room. Junior Colson, someone played in an NFL defense that Jesse Minter is going to bring to the NFL now. Mike McDonald in Seattle. Like, this is what people are doing. He's going to be able to come right in and compete to start. And then at 91, Marshawn Neyland, a player at Western Michigan, outside linebacker. A lot of these are edge rusher. Now I got to say defensive end. I'm going to have to get all my verbiage in here better, because we're changing it a little bit. Defensive end, edge. He's big, 6'3", 275. And just, I know that he plays at a directional Michigan, but looks the part and is talented. And I'm not going to be surprised if he ends up going a little bit higher than this. But I think you got to add especially with Kingsley and Igbari hurt, Preston Smith, another year older. Now, like Rashawn Gary and LVN, like, what do you have past that? I think it'd be nice to get some more pass rush depth in there as well. So you're giving the defense what it needs. You're snagging this receiver that's just good value. And then on day three in a draft like this, you go out and you draft a couple running backs and maybe an offensive lineman or two, and you're cooking. You're cooking. All right, back tomorrow. Ben Fennell on the show tomorrow, and then we start. I'll be traveling today as you're listening to this. Out to Vegas Tuesday. We will start doing interviews and stuff for all of our shows later in the week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, expect Super Bowl Vegas. It's going to be a great time. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast. We're doing more stuff on Instagram. Go subscribe to us there. TikTok, blowing up on TikTok. Let's go. If you're a TikTok person, go. Go find us on TikTok. And anytime you want to come hang out with us live, we'll find some excuses to go live this offseason. Maybe some free agents, maybe some fun stuff. Go subscribe over on our YouTube page so you can stay locked on Packers.